We're heading down the home stretch.
Public radio listeners nationwide, including our own listeners of UPR, are undeniably familiar with Performance Today and its ever-inviting host, Fred Child.
From APM, American Public Media, this is Performance Today. I'm Fred Child. It's the Piano Concerto No. 3.
Performance Today has been in production for over 30 years, with Fred as the host since the year 2000.
Coming up, we'll hear it from a recent concert in Norway.
The crew at Performance Today has traveled the nation, showcasing some of the world's best musicians. They've won awards, yes, but the main distinction between Performance Today and other seemingly similar programs is this. It's here and now approach to classical music. Live recordings of stellar performances that press the boundaries of what classical music actually is.
There's a reason the show has the name it does. It's all about performance, and it's all about today. So we take you to concert halls across the country and around the world. What's happening in Berlin? What's happening in New York? What's happening in LA? What's happening in Moab?
What's pressing the boundaries today is what's happening at the Moab Music Festival. A small, niche festival nestled in the pale red dust and sagebrush near Arches National Park. It's the first time Performance Today has covered the event in 12 years. Fred's enthusiasm for music and the surrounding desert is nothing short of infectious. He talks everything music, from classical to punk rock, namely Ian MacKaye's post-punk band Fugazi, along with his love of hiking and backpacking. It seems simply natural for Fred and the crew at Performance Today to reaffix their gaze on the festival after such a hiatus.
I've come here several times just to go backpacking. Some friends and I have gone backpacking in Canyonland a couple of times. So coming back to Moab for me feels great. I love the high desert. I love the dry heat of that. I love the altitude. I love the red rock and the slick rock and the sandstone. I love the sun, I love the night sky, I just love it here.
What makes the Moab Music Festival particularly unique are the venues. There are no concert halls, opera houses, or grand theaters. The majority of the concert venues require the listener to hike to natural rock amphitheaters, or ride a fan boat down a river to a remote location where music is performed. Folks, these performances are raw in the sand and sticks of the desert.
The festival does have some bug spray at our venue spot.
It's very important to get those visuals because this festival is about the music in the place. And it's one thing to describe that. It's another thing to actually see it.
Fred says their approach for covering the festival this year is very different than what Performance Today has done in the past. They've shifted the focus toward videography in lieu of audio for radio.
So we're not actually recording concerts, which is very unusual for us. We're shooting video, and this festival has become for us all about the visuals.
John Goman, an associate producer for Performance Today who journeyed with Fred to the Moab Music Festival, says they even chose not to bring an audio engineer for the trip. Goman says the reason to forgo an engineer was partially influenced by resources, but mainly it was their newly found focus on visualizing music in the Red Desert.
It's kind of our focus here. It's just to try to express where this festival is and what it means.
While radio is great at conveying emotion, Performance Today digital producer Nate Ryan says being able to take photos and videos of music played in such unique landscapes takes the emotions a step further.
We're more and more a digital platform in addition to the radio. Radio, we're constrained by the number of minutes we have to broadcast every day, while online we can go further and we can go a little bit more in depth.
For summer festival season, the preparation starts 8 months in advance. The Performance Today crew drove a straight shot to Moab after flying into Salt Lake City. The next day, Nate said it was an early rise and a hike on the Moab Rim to shoot a video with Fred and to scout locations for another video with violinist Tessa Lark.
She just walked up. Tessa, you grew up playing fiddle, playing bluegrass music.
Despite the months of preparation, the days are long. Lots of scouting, lots of hiking, lots of weather and lighting considerations, but the days are not without reward.
I just feel really lucky to be able to come out here with the show, and I'm personally a mountain biker, so I've been dreaming about coming out here for years, and to be able to be out here for a different reason is actually still really fun and exciting, and the balance of music and landscape, I think, is just really special with this festival specifically.
For footage of last year's Moab Music Festival, check out Performance Today's Facebook page, as well as their YouTube channel. Next year's Moab Music Festival will begin on August 26th and will wrap up on September 12th of 2019. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackson Wilde.